absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Happy New Year. Welcome to Absolutely Intercultural, the podcast about all things intercultural. My name's Anne Fox, and this show is coming to you from Denmark, where there is no seasonal snow. So, a new year traditionally means New Year resolutions, and what could those be? Could they include improving your English? If so, have you ever wondered how difficult it is for course book writers to choose topics which will appeal to students all over the world? We'll be hearing from Lindsay Clanfield, lead author of the global series of course books, about some of those issues.
Why does the world need another English language course book? Well, that's a very good question. In fact, when I was talking to some teachers about wanting to write another book, English language course book, one teacher said, if you're going to do one, please try to do something a little bit different.
Maybe your New Year's resolution is learning about one intercultural diagnosis tool, such as the four C's of culture. If so, then you'll want to hear Margarita Gökün-Silva explain what they are.
To make you see if those preferences, those cultural preferences that in which you differ with others, if they are underwritten by your values or just by your talents and the way you grew up and your surroundings. Because that will depend on how you deal with those gaps. Because if they're underwritten by your values, it means there's something really important to you. It means that, if you change it, you won't be able to honor your values. And that would make you unhappy.
Or maybe you want to make a huge change in your life, but don't know where to start. One step in that direction may be to attend the free Living Your Ideal Global Life Summit starting on January 13th. We'll be hearing from Sabrina Siegler, one of the organisers, about some of the more interesting angles about living abroad and what's possible in this connected world. You might want to write that URL down now.
All you need to do is sign up at www.authenticin.com. So that's www.authenticin.com.
You'll be able to find all the links mentioned in this show on our blog at www.absolutely-intercultural.com, where you can also leave us comments or send us an email. So, on to our first topic. Have you ever wondered how your language course book gets written? In show 166, we heard about the topics that don't make it into the course books, the so-called parsnip topics. But as I had Lindsay Clanfield, lead author of the new Macmillan Global series, on the line, I took the opportunity to ask him how he decided what should go into his new course book. So let's go absolutely global and start by asking why the world needed another course book for learning English in the first place.
Why does the world need another English language course book? Well, that's a very good question. In fact, when I was talking to some teachers about wanting to write another book, English language course book, one teacher said, if you're going to do one, please try to do something a little bit different. And that quote actually ends up going into the front pages of Global in every edition, because we did try to do something different. Does the world need another language course book? There would be arguments yes and arguments no. Some people believe the world never needed language teaching course books in the first place. You can learn a language without a course book. You can learn a language without a teacher, in fact, in a classroom. But all of these things can help in cases, allow as a shortcut to the rather long process of learning a language by immersion or by just practicing on your own and so on. So, but for in terms of a different kind of course book, well, one of the things we wanted to do in Global was I had noticed that language teaching course books were, in general, as the recognition was growing that English was an international language and not just the property of British or American people and cultures, the amount of American and British, pure American and British culture in those books had gone down somewhat slightly to be replaced by a more international culture. Now, but what I had noticed was this international culture was a very westernized, consumption-oriented, and in many cases, celebrity-focused culture, a sort of international culture that was, in a way, a North American, British, Western, European construct. And I'd been reading a lot about this. So I wanted to do a book that was slightly more global in focus, in the sense that we steered clear from the light lifestyle type stories and try to include other kinds of more diverse critical content. One of the first things we did was a blanket ban on all celebrities. So there was no Beyoncé, but there was no, it was not replaced with Rihanna. It was not replaced with Jennifer Lawrence of the Hunger Games or whoever was the celebrity du jour. So all of that was completely banned. In its place, we try to have more content in terms of content, capital C culture of world culture type thing. So drawing on fields like more on geography, history, but also cultural anthropology, psychology, science, popular science and popular economics, things like that, and in content with a more critical view, encouraging the students to look critically at culture through different prisms. And we also included literature and information about English as a world language. At least that was our that was sort of the theory behind the course, is that we would move away from this and try to, instead of dumbing down, which is what I'd felt had been happening over the past 15 years, we wanted to wise up.
Wise words. Now, I want to tell you about a new page on our website, which is a 30-minute edited version of a workshop I did at the CIETAR conference in Tallinn, Estonia in September. The workshop was about podcasting for intercultural trainers, and we've released it as a special edition of the podcast on its own page. We've also included it in the blog post for this show. Thanks to Sigvor Bagga from Norway, who did a magnificent job of recording on her mobile phone. Here's a short snippet where we were looking at why you might want to podcast.
It just occurred to me that at least some short audio segment is a way for people to get to know you better.
Yes.
If all they know you is through writing, if they can hear your voice, even not seeing you, it's a little bit more...
It's more personal.
More personal.
More personal.
You use more of a human sense.
It's an amazing way of building up a tribe. So if you do it on a regular basis, and not everyone does... week after week, month after month, you can build some amazing numbers of people who loyally put in. You used to have the RSS feed, so it goes automatically to their computer, their in-tray, and they can follow you, and you build up a real relationship. And when you meet these guys or they get in contact, it's very much a warm relationship.
That was Matthew Hill there from the UK. And if you want to hear the whole 30 minutes where I go into more detail about the whys and wherefores, then catch it on the blog at www.absolutely-intercultural.com, either on its dedicated page or in this show's posting where I will embed it as a one-off. Now, in a globalized world, it becomes even more important to understand intercultural dynamics within yourself and others. Margarita Gorgonsilva told us about how accompanying spouses can be helped in show 170. You may remember that Margarita is a trained coach, so let's go absolutely coached and ask if she has additional tools to help people deal with intercultural situations.
I do. I actually, you may have seen it on my site, I call it Culture Mastery 4Cs process, and it's actually a roadmap for specifically that, for finding ways to work more effectively in another culture. And the way it works is that you take an assessment, and it's based, the assessment is based on the Cultural Orientations Guide that I am by Jörg Schmitz. I have it in front of me. It's a small book, and it talks about the cultural variables. There are 11 cultural variables here, and I've used them to create an assessment which a person would take. And that assessment will basically show you where you are in terms of your individual cultural blueprint. I call it individual cultural blueprint at this particular moment in time, which means that what are your preferences in terms of your behavior, in terms of your attitudes, in terms of your beliefs on this particular, on each particular variable. And variables are of time and perhaps action and change and communication. Mm-hmm. You know, there are 11 of them. I don't remember all of them, but, you know, those are the examples. And so once you take that framework, you kind of know where you are. And depending on what your situation is, you can either compare it to country numbers, which we have for 17 or 18 countries on my website, or you can compare it, you know, with the people you're working with, basically give them the assessment and they'll take it and you'll see where you differ. You'll see the gaps. And this is where the most important work starts, because I call it the four C's process. This is just the first C, and that's calculate your gaps. But then after that, you take a journey, a coaching journey, if you will, because the rest of the C's, the other three C's, use coaching tools and strategies to make you see if those preferences, those cultural preferences that in which you differ with others, if they are underwritten by your values or just by your talents and the way you grew up and your surroundings. Because that will depend on how you deal with those gaps. Because if they're underwritten by your values, it means there's something really important to you. It means that, if you change it, you won't be able to honor your values. And that would make you unhappy. So in this particular case, you may want to, create an alliance with people so that you can, honor your value and at the same time somehow be able to work with them. If they're underwritten by your habits or the things you learned or the things you studied or by behaviors you've observed, but they don't really touch upon your core, your values, then it's an easier process because then you say, well, I just have to change my habits. Okay, habit changing is not easy, we know that. But it's something that is not going to touch you on a very deep level. It's just, hard work to change your habits. And so, that's the four C's process that I use. And I also, train coaches and trainers in using it with their clients.
So honoring your values is a key takeaway here. Margarita's website is at www.globalcoachcenter.com. where you can find loads more information about the four C's and intercultural coaching in general. I've also added the book that Margarita mentioned to the Absolutely Intercultural Amazon store, where you can find many other books relevant to intercultural communication. We do receive a small amount of what you pay for every book, which helps keeps the site running. You can find our Amazon store on our blog at www.absolutely-intercultural.com. And finally today, I return to the unique idea of the Living Your Ideal Global Life Summit, which is free and online for 5 days starting January the 13th. In show 172, one of the organisers, Sabrina Ziegler, told us about a couple of the speakers. So let's go absolutely ideal as I asked Sabrina about another of the speakers, Terry Rogocki's contribution.
And one thing that I like about the program that you've set up is that you're also looking at some of the potentially more difficult areas, such as you've got Terry Rogocki. Can you tell me a little bit about what he's going to be contributing?
Terry and his partner, they live a global lifestyle. He's actually just in the process of moving to Cambodia. He's going to be moving in about 2 months. He just sold everything here in Vancouver, where he's been located. But he's going to be talking and looking at how we need to reframe sexual orientation in a global context. And this is a subject matter that is been that's very timely due to different laws that are coming up in various countries regarding sexual orientation and admittance to those countries, like Kuwait or Russia. And he's going to be talking about the fact that your sexual orientation does play a role when and deciding how you would like to live your global life. At the same time, your opinion about sexuality can also play a role regardless of your own sexuality. Mm-hmm. If you're not part of the LGBT community, but you are an ally of this community, that mindset and those opinions can also play a role in your global life. So that is something that Terry is going to be looking at, and I'm really thrilled that he's going to be talking about the subject. And personally, I think this is a subject that is very important to have discussed in the context of a global life, since that is one large aspect of our lives.
Yes, indeed. And so it's great that not only are you featuring people who can give you success stories, but you're also featuring people who you might think would have had difficulties. And so it's going to be quite a well-rounded investigation of the whole topic, I think.
So we would love for you all to be a part of the Living Your Ideal Global Life Summit. Like I said, it's going to be running live from January 13th to 17th, 2014. And this is an online free virtual summit. And to join in the conversation, all you need to do is sign up at www.authenticin.com. So that's www.authenticin.com. And just click on the button Summit, and that will take you right to our registration page. And once you've registered, we will be sending you information on some of the case study videos that you can start to view, and also all the links that you'll need for January so that you can join us live and watch the summit and be part of this conversation about how do you live your ideal global life.
So do you have any ideas about how to live your ideal global life? Don't forget that the summit is free. All the links will be on our blog, and we also have a Facebook page where we recently got our 300th like. Welcome to Hamdi Airstreams in Tunisia. Hope you're enjoying the page and the links that we add there regularly. The next show will be coming to you from Australia with Laura Borgman on February the 7th. So until then, Happy New Year!
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.